This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A new concert series is working to bring big-name jazz artists to rural Tuscarawas County. For this week's Shuffle, I talked with David Ryder of Tusco Music. Before Tusco Music started earlier this year, Ryder says residents had to go elsewhere to see jazz artists like Akron area guitarist Dan Wilson.
There's a lot of culture under the surface. The unfortunate part of that is that there isn't the people there to facilitate that always. So what I think we have here is just the right people came together to, you know, expand on the existing arts community that was here. We keep hearing from people, this county needs this, so that, you know, people in our community didn't have to go to Akron, didn't have to go to Cleveland, Columbus, to see the same caliber of artists that we had available to us.
I'm sure this has been a challenge, getting this going and getting this together and getting the people on board and booking shows. I mean, you have worked and have connections in Nashville, and are you hoping to draw on some of that to bring some artists here?
Absolutely. I had actually worked in the music industry for a while, just doing music technology, music promotion. Got to work with WSM, Grand Ole Opry. Everybody that I had worked with in all of that process was just very accessible. They're very real people. They all share in the passion for music, which is, I think, when you have people who share that passion, making those kind of relationships, it's a lot easier.
This isn't an area that's known for jazz.
Correct.
How are you kind of fostering an audience that's interested in jazz here in Tuscarawas County?
You know what's funny about that? I think that's a perception. What we've found is that whenever we talk to people about what we're doing locally, everybody says, I love jazz. What happens is everybody has their own interpretation of what jazz is, and there's so many different genres of within jazz that we've been able to pull something for everybody.
So far, you've been able to draw popular Ohio jazz artists like Theron Brown, Tony Monaco, and Dan Wilson, who perform regularly in the Akron and Cleveland areas.
Yes, it was a really good friendship, and what happened was we talked to them, we approached them about doing some shows with us. You know, as we started to book them, they were telling their friends about it. And then the next thing you know, artists are contacting us.
And I'm sure this could also be a platform for local musicians, too, here in the county.
Absolutely. Actually, one of the musicians that we've had consistently is Barflies. They're tremendous musicians. And what's so shocking to us is here is a perfect example of the caliber of musician who exists right here in Tuscarawas County, and nobody's even aware of it. We want to put a spotlight on these great artists in the state, but then also use that to draw in great artists from all over the country.
Where do you see this going from here?
We like the idea of keeping it at various local venues. We want to have this tie-in with the community and with businesses. So, you know, there's no end as long as we have venues available and musicians available. Sky's the limit.
David, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
That's David Ryder of Tusco Music. He says the concerts will be filmed and broadcast on Tuscarawas County's public access TV channel, Tusco TV, as well as online. We're hearing a bit of Akron area jazz pianist Theron Brown, who will play the next Tusco Music concert Friday, July 27th at the Tuscarawas Performing Arts Center. You can find links at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene. Hear it every Thursday on Morning Edition. Thank you.